Hey guys, it's your host Anime Nerd, and I'm just doing a quick intro of what today's topic is going to be so you guys won't have to be like surprised or anything about it. So today's topic is about which one do I prefer, OP characters or characters that start off weak and become super strong. So if you guys are interested, stay tuned. I will be posting it shortly. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It's your host, Anime Nerd. And just in case you just skipped my intro, today's topic is about OP characters versus weak characters. So the reason why I'm doing this topic is, one, I haven't did a topic discussing about characters or anything in like forever. Two is I was watching anime and it made me think, there are tons and tons of anime characters. And there are some that are really OP from right off of the bat to the character that start off weak that eventually gains like super strength. And so this was the reason why it brought me to today's topic on which one do I prefer. So I'm not gonna lie, I like them both. It depends on the series for real. So what I mean by that is there's certain series where the character is automatically like super strong right off the bat, but of course you can't have everything. So the character might have strength, but they kind of lack, you know, common sense or something like that. So pretty much the show is watching them. They can pretty much kick any enemy ass and destroy them with no problem, but their social life is not there. And there's like tons of that. Like, one, Irregular High School, for example, Tetsuya Shiba, that man here is super strong, but you could tell that he lacks, you know, somewhat of a personality because he takes everything seriously and everything like that. But I enjoy the show of Irregular High School, which they should have a season two. And I don't know what they're doing out there. Like, come on, guys, it's a pretty good show. But anyway, you could tell that he lacks, you know, social skill, but, you know, at the same time, he's the last person that you want to mess with, pretty much. Some of the characters that I would consider OP, and we can argue for the sake of the topic, I consider Madara from Naruto. I consider Aizen Susuke or Sasuke, however you want to say it, from Bleach. You got Kirito from Sword Art Online. He's that for Akame Ga Kill. If you guys seen that show, it's amazing. You know, there's a lot. It could go on and on, for example. So, you know, Meliodas from the Seven Deadly Sin. That man there is something serious OP, but he's an enjoyable character. Although he don't really lack your typical OP character type characteristic of, you know, pretty much... how should I say, you know, lack of social skill, because he seemed pretty social and at the same time pretty strong, but he do harbor like some dark secrets about him that not many of us would know for that part. But, you know, at the same time, he does. So, but moving on, though, OP characters on certain anime, and it depends on the anime, I certainly do enjoy, but... far as, you know, which one I would go lean forward to, I like to see the underdog story. And I like to see a character struggle first and then rise up, because I just feel like it's more relatable. Because we all know, and don't get me wrong, OP characters are relatable too. We all have friends or somebody in life who, if translated into the anime world, they are OP. Like, they can pretty much do no wrong. They are gifted at what they do and talented at what they do. That's why OP characters are somewhat kind of realistic characters at the same time for certain people. But if you're like me, you know that I can relate. I feel like I relate better to a character who is pretty much on the weaker side, who start off weak and then eventually sharpen their skill, get stronger. Kind of like, you know, say like an average basketball player who all of a sudden now become a household name, a star, because he grind and worked on his craft a little bit. So some of the characters that I would say that start off weak and then become like totally, like you cannot mess with them or you don't want to see them type thing is we got Izuku Midoriya from My Hero Academia. He's probably one of the best ones because you guys seen he had no quirk. Then all of a sudden he got a quirk that he can't really control. But as the story progresses, you see him get stronger and stronger. And that's what I like about that type of story. It's like you can see them progressing, get stronger, so you kind of root for them more. And so another one I would got to say is obviously Nagisa Shota from Assassination Classroom. Like, if you guys haven't seen Assassination Classroom, I highly, highly recommend it. It has two seasons. Although it's a very popular high school anime in Japan, it, to me, I felt like it was cut short a little bit, but I can understand. I'm still grateful for the series. I had enjoyed it. I felt like they could have extended it just a little bit because I felt like the show was just becoming really popular over in America because people get it. And to me, it has probably one of the best openings that is catchy. Now, at first, I'm not even going to lie to you guys. First, I was like, oh, what is this? This opening is trash. But the more and more I listen to it, the more and more I realize I'm actually enjoying it and start jumping up and down with it. If you guys seen it, you guys know exactly what I'm talking about. But anyway, moving along, right along to the point I was saying. So Nagisa was pretty much like your average no-talented kid who was in school. And he got sent to class 3E because he was failing it. And all his subject, because he seemed unmotivated and weak. So they got this guy who's like a monster. His name is Kuro Sensei. And pretty much he gave the class a year to kill him. And they have a year to kill him or else destroy the world. And pretty much as the story progressed, just in case you guys didn't know, it pretty much, Kuro Sensei is a teacher. So he's teaching the kids. So the kids is actually learning while actually learning how to be assassin to try to kill their sensei to get, you know, to save the world, and plus they get a really good hefty amount of money just for doing it. So yeah, pretty much that's pretty much what that one is. Another one that I would say that started off weak and got strong is my boy Naruto. I'm pretty sure you guys are wondering where he's at anyway. Like, why is Naruto ain't on my list of people who got strong to weak? And of course Naruto is gonna be one because Naruto didn't have talent. His weakness, which was, you know, clone jutsu, became what he was known for, which I thought was pretty clever that they do that, is that they show the character's weakness and show them how they became pretty much the old saying, make your weakness your strength. And that's exactly what Naruto did. He made his weakness his strength, and now nobody pretty much can mess with him. Pretty much. He's pretty much on a god tier level of ninja. Of course, Sasuke, who's naturally talented, would be on that list of, you know, character that start off weak to strong. Some other animes that you guys, if you guys are like me, who like to see characters who start off weak then strong, would be like History's Strongest Disciple, Kenichi. That was a pretty good one. Himajo no Hippo, The Fighting, which is a boxing one. It's a lot of them. So I'm just going to just let you guys know there's tons that you guys can watch for that one. But anyway, back to my topic about it, though. So which one that I prefer and why I prefer weak characters and OP characters. Like I said, one is, like I said, it start off, but you can relate to a weak character more. You can see them grow. You can see them grind and do what they got to do to become where they need to be. And everything like that. Two, if I feel like their story is a lot more enjoyable because you're gonna see their rivalry with somebody more than an OP character. Because pretty much an OP character, there's nobody who could pretty much touch them. Whereas a weak character, you could pretty much know, like, okay, they're gonna hit a wall somewhere and then they gotta break through it, stuff like that. I thought about, you know, like certain anime, like with Dragon Ball Z, we consider OP character. And technically, I won't consider like Goku an OP character only because of the fact that he does lose, and he loses. OP characters, for the most part, on anime shows, don't lose at what they do. And if they do, they might struggle a little bit, and then they win. Goku, pretty much, well, in the beginner of Dragon Ball and Dragon Ball Z, Goku did die and lose fights, which is understandable. That makes the story great. And that's why Dragon Ball Z is one of the OGs of anime, and people will still flock to it no matter how much they complain about the story. Yeah. So, but as far as the topic being, you know, weak characters, like, you could consider, like, from Dragon Ball Z series, Gohan being weak, and then got strong, and then technically weak again. But I could do a whole rant about that, but you guys would not want to hear that, because I can go on and on and on why we should make Gohan great again, which I'm thinking about making that, you know, a hat for that. I mean, hey, make Gohan great again. I'm pretty sure a lot of people will want to buy that hat or shirt and think it's funny. So why not? Let's do that, right? Anyway, though, that's pretty much it for the topic of what I want to talk about. You know, I want to know from you guys, what's your decision? Do you like OP characters, or do you like weak characters, or do you like in-between characters who are just about pretty much talented but also have a weak side? You know, just let me know. I want to know. Anyway, you guys can always follow me on YouTube, where I'm be uploading new YouTube channels, videos about every week now. I'm going to try to at least upload one. You can follow me on Twitter. You can follow me on my email. All my link in description is in my actual, you know, profile of this channel, or if anything like that. But anyway, if you don't, you can email me animenerd with a Z at the end at 1992@gmail.com. So anyway, you guys take it easy. I'll talk to you guys later. Peace. Love you. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.